Is your wiener here?
I don't know.
Just press this.
Why is it all shitty?
It's very
like me.
Yeah.
The roof's here.
Jeremy, is it halakhically?
What is it?
Are you able to out of my window if there's woman passing by?
You what?
Are you able to? Halakhically, you can't dive in, right?
Erva does make difference in the window. It's the passage like Yerabacha can't be seen. If you can see it, so then that's a problem.
What else?
That's a dirt. That's a dirt.
Yeah.
We have people, we're getting there.
Who's getting there?
That's the
Where's
that?
Over.
What was the English? It's Hazard, and Elon Musk's business plan.
What was that
he
said? You wash it one slice?
I think you put it in the screw, you wash it one slice.
He says pizza.
There's food that people eat, bread like that. Like when it shows up, it's like that, that people serve as a meal.
But no one serves one slice though.
So they think the number, the food, he says it's a meal type food.
Sure,
it's
the most
exactly. Probably better, more.
I'm sure they need it more like a snack.
No, come on. Everyone just orders it when they want lunch.
I eat slices at the table.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear the sign to have one.
Say it's sunny. Okay, so we're holding over here by Kishma of the Makim Siddha. So we let's go off with what's considered a Siddha. We have a Machlaikis in. Rabbi said, we have machlekes if it's dafka pas, the dafka bread, the dafka bread, or also mizayis. And that's what it says. If it's achilu yaitim din shalkin shmachem suda, oy bachins mizayis pas, either with a mizayis of pas, or lechal bachins mizayis mizayis. Or at least a mizayis of mizayis. Now let's say someone cannot eat bread or mezainis. Gam b'shtiyas reviyas yayim yichayim lasik. One could be yaitu with reviyas of yayim. V'yesh machlegis reviyas yaisi chutz miyayin ha-kiddish. The mishkur holds that one that's making kiddish should drink two reviyas. One reviyas for kiddish and one reviyas for suda. Others hold that yichayim gam lasik b'shtiyas because the kiddish should drink one reviyas. Yesh Machlaik is the name of the Gabi Kiddush Alayla. Meaning like this, that when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, which is the Raisa, so we're more Machlaik. About this Machlaik is. Right? We have Machlaik over here. If Kiddush Magen Suda is passed after, or also the Zaynus. Now there's two reasons why we're more Machlaik by Kiddush by the night. There's two reasons. One is because kids by the night is the rice. The second reason also is because you can't do it a second time. Kiddush by night, there's a bracha over there, which once said once, you can't say it again. In the morning, where kiddush is only by priya gafen, as many times as I want. So I can say I made a mistake, then I can do it by amitzi also. Now, there's a sheet over here that reveals that yayin is enough. So it's a celiac or some little pesach, but you don't need rocks, you don't have mezainis. So then you can use the reveals of yayin. Now, I just want to point out one other thing. There's a Moshe. Moshe Feinstein has a long tshuva, as I mentioned. Then he has a short tshuva hidden somewhere in Yerideya, where at the end of one of his tshuvas over there, where he's mechadish a tremendous chiddush. He's the only one that holds like this, but he machash a chiddush that There are two dinim. There are two halachas of it. There's kiddush b'makim suuda to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Got that? Then there's the second, which is either din in the kiddush or the suuda, like we said yesterday. Then there's the second halacha that kiddush is a matzik. There's the issa to eat. Once I daven, now I'm chayv in kiddush. Or if we eat, I have to make kiddush. The second halacha, the kiddush is a matzik. So let's say Shabbos morning, I go to kiddush in the dining room. But I do not want to eat lasagnas, I do not want to eat anything, all I want is a coffee.
Don't want to drink reduced wine.
I don't want to drink reduced wine either, I just want my coffee and that's it. Says of Maisha, the kiddush will be mad to you to drink that coffee, but you will have to, when you sit down to the suda an hour later, you will have to make kiddush again, because you did not, you will not be kind to drink kiddush about the suda. Because no one else says it. Everyone holds that because you didn't eat the zayins in the morning, you weren't yotze kiddush, maybe you can't drink your coffee.
Right?
In other words, everyone else learns the pashtus is kiddush b'makim suda. So you can be make over mezayins. Okay, be make over mezayins for your suda. We gotta eat at least mezayins. Or, like you said, at least drink a revi zayin. He's being chadish. He wants to yeah.
If somebody makes kiddush in the shabbos,
okay, one second. Before you get off topic, But again, Rav Moshe is a chiddush. One should only use it if they really need to. Okay, you heard that, Gershi?
Only
if someone needs to. Otherwise, it's better not to be same kind of, because like I said, everyone else is used. Yes, much.
If somebody's in the kiddush on the shot glass,
yeah.
It's really the clear better not to. Could you be in his kiddush, or like, since you don't hold of it, kiddush yourself, the
closest
to the kiddush
is it's a difficult question. It's definitely better if you have the choice that to make your own and not to be yet in his.
I'm saying, either you'll hear from him or you'll hear from somebody else, and there's only a couple of good wine.
Then go to the wine. Okay, let's go right there.
Rebbe,
yeah.
So in Shabbos, it's better to make it on wine than a shot.
Right? Not only is it better, for most people, it's the only thing you can make it on.
And then there's also...
Then there's
the thing of a full cup or a shot, right?
What's the deal with the whole Zohar? Do you say Pesukim, you don't say Alkim?
The Pesukim were added on much later. If you look at the Gemara
Pesachim,
the Gemara Pesachim, it's only the bracha.
Alkim,
no, Alkim. Alkim is damaged because that's the middle of a pasuk.
So what do you do?
I'm unpublished with Alkim.
From before that, what is it start from? Zacha, right?
Everyone uses Alkim.
This is Alkim and the pasuk. Let's say it's not happening.
Everyone does that.
Okay.
So maybe just have to start from
the beginning of the pasuk. Out loud, he does it. It doesn't say the beginning. Not even quietly. So when you're in your own house, start from the beginning of the pasuk. Don't crack.
Rebbe always said the bracha, right?
I always said the bracha.
Wait, Rebbe,
say
Agafen?
You could. You just say Agafen?
So I do. Wow. That's what my father did.
I'll take you on Rebbe's.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
You have to go learn, man.
Just the bracha.
What?
Now,
even people that eat with Zionists, And then we kind of the kid shmuck to the design is, if your halacha says you should be machmir, that again when you can be washing on a mitzi, make kiddush again. So it's if you try him, the... No, not Friday night. Why bring up as many times as he wants? So he says to make kiddush again by the suda. The kind of sheep is that kiddush is with pots. Yeah. So now when I'm seeing that the bread, I make kiddush with bread. What? Fine, okay. Okay, here we go further. Kiddush hayoyim. Kamash yesh chiv l'kaddish b'layla, just like there's a chiv to b'kaddish at night, gam b'yayim yesh chiv l'kaddish. V'koydim ha'achilo, and you have to make kiddush before you eat. But after kiddush hayoyim v'ad ha'ini el medrabanan, even though kiddush during the day is surely only drabanan, mikabakim shavah b'chodina of the kiddush halayla. It's the same to the kiddush halayla. Behind us, shekod dinei kois, shesia kiddush magusudah v'esatima, kod makiddush ha'namarim b'kiddush halayla, nogim gamkim kiddush hayoyim. Umikabakim, v'prat echad yeshchalik. There's a difference in one prat. V'mi she'en la yayin, someone who doesn't have wine, Sha'av shabalai l'kvar k'sav n'sheish l'kadosh azal pas v'yim k'ash l'cham v'medina. Even at night we say we'd rather you make it on bread and not cham v'medina. Sha'ini k'dosh l'yayim sh'yim k'ash n'al pas el cham v'medina. Because we said, since in the morning you're just making a hamayt lech menaret, it's not nikah that you're doing kiddush. Sheikah k'dosh l'yayim hu amir is very free a gofen. Oy sh'akol. Okay, nikah k'dosh ra, right? Fine. Okay. Zayin, sh'tiyo k'dim k'dosh l'yayim. Now, when is my chiyuv kiddush chal? When is the chiyuv kiddush chal in the morning? In the morning. Which davening?
After
davening
shachar.
What?
Don't chiyuv kiddush after
davening shachar. After shachar or after musaf. Let's say I want to go out to get a drink. Let's say the bakari. The bakari's voice dries out during kriyas hatayra. He wants a cup of water. Does he have to make kiddush before he drinks that? What do you say? Okay, the halacha l'maaseh is that there is a machlekes ha'poskim if the chiyuv kiddush is chal if the shachris or if the musaf. What's behind the machlekes? The chiyuv kiddush is tali in the suda, the zman for the suda. That's why if I drink a coffee before shachris, I don't need kiddush. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat a suda before shachris. That's a halacha of the shachris. You're not allowed to eat a suda before shachris. So therefore, before shachris, I can drink my coffee without kiddush. It's not the zman of suda. The zman chlokes. If after shachris, before musaf, am I allowed to eat a suda? I did not daven musaf yet. Can I sit down to a suda or not? Depending on that machlokes is whether I need kiddush or not. So therefore, if you remember Rosh Hashanah when Dayan goes out after shachris for a break, they make kiddush in the dining room. Because the machmir for the shita that hold that kiddush is already chal after shachris, they're being machmir. So chumrah. That would be machmir for those shita that kiddush is chal after shachris. But there are shitas that hold that kiddush is chal after musaf. So therefore, since there are shitas that hold that drinking water is mutter before kiddush, we don't hold like that. We hold that you should not drink water before kiddush. But over here, since over here the Baal Kari is in between Shachris and Musaf, which is Bechlala Machlaikis, if we need Kiddush or not. And there's Machlaikis about water before Kiddush. If we tell them, drink water without Kiddush. I'll tell you another Nafkamina.
Max, you might not have to.
If he doesn't want the water,
okay. Next
step for me. Said you wouldn't have to make a
rough. Usually, let that be a dinner. How you look? Say other people's words.
Yeah, if you need it for Shabbos, you like every morning and then weekday.
I really wanted that drink to help me get it.
Bro, what does someone make a bro?
Dried out, of course, to make rash. Show you the simon mevare.
So when wouldn't you make a rough when you're taking pills that every time?
Yeah. Okay, now like this. Points, listen, Gershon. Tell you another nafkamina, another emotion point. Women, when do women become chayv in kiddush?
Depending on what they usually have.
Okay, so emotion point thing, they're not all that kiddush. The Moshe Beinstein held that since in the Ksuba it says that the lady's tullying her husband, so her Zman Suda is tullying when her husband's ready to eat the Suda. Therefore, since the husband is not allowed to eat the Suda until he davens Musaf, she's dependent on him. So she has to find out what time is he davening Musaf. So if her husband's an early bird who davens 6:30 in the morning, she needs kiddush already from when she wakes up at 9. But if her husband davens in the shtibul at 11 o'clock, then she can eat till whatever time it is that he's up to Musaf. So when the husband's up to Musaf, that's when she has to start having kiddush. Depends on the husband. The shita that holds that kiddush is chal after Musaf because it's an issur to eat a suda before Musaf. Right? That's a man suda, you're not allowed to eat. Right? It's all telling each other. If kiddush is chal after Musaf, then you hold asr to eat before Musaf.
Do you make
kiddush? The kiddush only begins when you're allowed to eat a suda.
I don't know why it's called Bar Machmir. It says Bar Makeh. They let you eat a full suit of that.
Rabbi, Ravisha holds that the wife's fear of davening is dependent
on the kiddush. No, I didn't talk about davening once, right? No, right. It's a kiddush. Dependent on when her husband davens Musaf. She, her chiv tefillah is another discussion.
We go about this information.
My wife does, yeah.
She's chayv when he's
done
davening, when he's not davening, when he's not.
when he starts davening basim, he goes 3 steps back, Yishem Hashem Ekra, boom. 10 o'clock on the clock, that's what it is.
When someone, when you start Haidu, right, Shabbos day, you say Baruch Shammah, you're not on a drinking one, correct? Once you start.
Baruch Shammah, right.
Once you start.
Yeah, but that's also tefillah. That's also tefillah, but Tomei Hilchos Kiddush.
Hilchos Kiddush comes out.
Okay, like what? I go with that, my wife does.
There's no for Tal then, there's just no for Tal. And some guys really know, half hour difference. And if the noob is going to speak for a long time, just know some.
That is correct. So if you hear me speaking long before most of you, don't worry. My wife got up late, so I'm giving her more time. Okay, here we go.
Really,
when Chabad
is down at 12:30
in the morning,
before
Shabbat, Chabad Shabbos, before you sit down to a whole special,
I've seen it,
yeah, they
it's
revolting.
Before the Shabbos?
Yeah, they
whatever the reason
to.
Is.
They say you can crack, but this guy had a full
ride. The line is, I mean, Litvish Davin to eat, and Chassidim eat the Davin.
Yeah,
he's something
like
that,
like Chabad until that Shabbos.
Why?
It's all like American Chabad.
Hey, it's also a good song. I've got a pizza, cheese, and you.
This is a real
machine. Oh, it's all recording. This is smash.